UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, recently announced a divestment program resulting in the $1.3 billion sale of a number of key properties and the signing of lease arrangements since the appointment of its current board in 2012. We tell you more in today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Anjuy James Sawyer. Stay with us. Properties recently divested by the UDC include the Machado Complex, Jamintel Building, Oceana Hotel and Lot 21 in downtown Kingston, the Forum Hotel in St. Catherine, and Mahogany Inn in Negril. Lease agreements were also signed for the Ideal Warehouse and Victoria Pier in downtown Kingston. UDC Board Chairman Senator Katie Knight says 75% of the sales proceeds will be reinvested in local projects.
From those divestments will come the creation of jobs, jobs at different levels. So we are of the view that they will make a huge impact on the economy, not just of Kingston, the national economy, and on the unemployment statistics. So it is not a matter of selling and spending. It is a matter that we are saying, if you have divested, then you must reinvest.
The UDC chairman says the corporation is now in a more tenable financial state following the divestments.
We are at the end of our tenure now in a situation where the UDC's financial status is far more secure than it was when we assumed office. It is secure now, and we have put it on the kind of foundation which is sustainable.
The financial improvement of the corporation has enabled it to pursue key transformative projects such as the start of works at the Festival Marketplace adjacent to the Kingston Craft Market, where an area for restaurants, entertainment and recreational kiosks will be built.
What we want to do is to return life to downtown Kingston after 5 o'clock.
This is being preceded by landscaping and beautification works along Ocean Boulevard aimed at enhancing the social-cultural hub along the waterfront. Another major capital works project will be the Caymanas Sewerage Conveyance System, which will get off the ground after requisite approvals. Through its capital funds, the UDC has also invested in the Pearly Beach beside Laughing Waters in St. Anne, where local and international leisure market patrons can now enjoy a unique beach experience. Although the corporation has not achieved full profitability status, projections are that it is on target to break even. This is based on the trend of steady improvement in financial performance. For the fiscal year ended March 31, 2014, the UDC moved from a net operating loss of $721.26 million in 2013 to a net operating loss of $184.703 million. This represents positive turnaround of $536.56 million. Since its establishment in 1968, the UDC has continued the redevelopment focus in downtown Kingston, as well as the other areas of Montego Bay, Ocherias, and Falmouth. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that following the divestment of the Forum Hotel, the UDC successfully facilitated the relocation of the former settlers and business operators, fisher folk, fishing and commercial interests to a nearby site, now established as the New Forum Fishing Village? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or go to udcja.com. You can also follow the UDC on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit its information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.